Amen.
Good morning, TMC family. We are so glad that you joined us. Let us go to prayer. Heavenly Father, the most gracious, loving God, I want to thank you for waking us up this morning and praising your name at all times. It gives us so much to remind of your unwavering presence in our world and life and change. It's never easy. They can't get real scary sometimes. We draw strength from your certainty that no matter what else changes life, you are forever unchanging. Lord, I know that you will never abandon us or let us down or lose faith in us. Though we may stumble, you will change. Your changes help us to regain our balance. Thank you for being consistent in our life. Thank you for the De Leon family. Thank you for Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK for saying yes to this call. We thank you for King of Artists. We thank you for the speaker about to deliver this message today, Lord Jesus. And TMC family, thank you for joining us. In the name of Jesus, let us say amen, amen, amen. TMC family, go out and have an awesome day. And Artists the World, host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And Minister Cynthia, we just want to thank you for seating and greeting the people. And I will again say good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. And we wish you all the warmest of Kingdom's greetings. If this is your first time calling in, we want to say a special welcome, and we hope to hear you again each and every Monday through Friday. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning faithfully to give God the praise, glory, honor, and reverence that is due him as we begin our day. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two super fantastic and amazing women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God is a God of order, we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each day, Monday through Friday. Rain, snow, sleet, no matter what the weather is, we will be here Monday through Friday. And if you want to listen to today's message or the current message for that day, you can also do so by dialing in to 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All of the messages are archived and recorded from the inception of this call and can be played back by visiting our website. That website address is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if God has put a word within you for such a time as this, or if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please feel free to email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. V or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They keep us informed, energized, and moving towards enhancing the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. The Kings of Artists will be hosting another conference in Houston, Texas at the George Bush International Airport Hotel, March 27th through the 29th. We know that the Kings always bring forth good fruit. So you don't want to miss this. Check your back office or go to artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com for more information. Now, we know that Lent starts today, and for those of you who are not sure what Lent is a season where of the Christian year where Christians focus on simple living, prayer, and fasting in order to grow closer to God. When is Lent? Lent is the 40 days before Easter. And so we are entering that Lent season, and, you know, me personally, I know that I'm going to be pressing in and focusing on God, and maybe you should, you know, and giving up some things that are definitely crucifying to the flesh. So maybe you should join me in doing so. So now I am going to get out of the way so that this man of God, and there's so much I can say about him. He clearly has a prime connection to the Holy Ghost line. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to hear what God has given us him to bless us today. It is none other than the maestro himself, Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Charles Chuck Brown II has a ministry of the masses. For the past 12 years, he has been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. His unique teaching style and dynamic delivery has blessed thousands. He is known to bring clarity to the Word of God. Although his sermons are highly acclaimed, they are very effective and applicable to the listener. He does not seek to speak over the heads of his audience, but rather utilizes modern-day parables to reach us where we are. In 2004, Pastor Chuck started Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center with 16 members. God continues to bless this church with over 200 members in attendance each Sunday. Pastor Chuck has an affinity for excellence. If it's not done with class, he doesn't want himself nor his church associated with. In a day and age where pastors have bodyguards and have distanced themselves from the sheep, he remains touchable and approachable. He cares deeply for every member of Kingdom Builders as well as every member on the TMC call. He is a master administrator, visionary, and organizer. Pastors and organizations from across the country have tapped him to assist them via leadership conferences, leadership materials, and counsel. While attending Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, he met his soulmate, none other than Marcia M. Brown, a graduate of Spelman College. Marcia is an anointed speaker, teacher, and worship leader. She is the epitome of a helpmeet as she helps to meet the needs of their pastor and their ministry. The Lord has blessed them with 15 years of marriage and two wonderful kids, Charles III, a dynamic basketball player, and Miss Christina Eve. In 2010, Pastor Chuck released a highly acclaimed book, and if you have not read it, you need to get a copy, The Death of a Desperate Woman. This book has taken the nation by storm and has reached 9 other countries. The strength of the life-changing book has witnessed at the Essence Festival, Pastor Chuck achieved the milestones of best-selling author, Essence 2010. A revised edition of the book came out in April of 2014. Pastor Chuck is also a highly sought-after musician, producer, songwriter, and recording artist. He has sung on the stage with some of the premier gospel artists of this day. Presently, Pastor Chuck is gearing up for the release of the Kingdom Builders' debut album, We Are Kingdom Builders. He is the founder of Infinite Visions, Inc., a company committed to spreading the word of God via CDs, DVDs, and books. He is also the president and CEO of Eagle Vision Entertainment, a production and promotional company. I will get out of the way so that this man of God can come forth and step on our toes and help us to grow in spiritual maturity as he does so. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Minister Kai.
Take it away, man of God.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And Minister Cynthia, God bless you as well. To our founders, Dr. PK, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, we bless the Lord for you as well. Let's get right into what the Lord has given to me this morning to share with you. I'm going to look at two base scriptures. The first is Philippians 4, chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Philippians 4, 4 through 7. And then we're going to look at Mark 4, verses 38 and 39. In Philippians 4 and 4 through 7, and we're looking at the New Living Translation, which reads, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus." And then Mark chapter 4, verses 38 and 39, King James Version says, "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." We've been in this series I've entitled A Better Way. There's a better way of doing things. You can be better. You can do better. You can connect better. You can serve better. You can strategize better so that you can be the person that God designed and destined for you to be. This better way has nothing to do with how you've been or what you've done in the past. God created us with better in mind. We evolve past mediocrity to a sense of excellence. We graduate from ordinary to superb. And God created you perfect, but the perfection inside is only realized for those who dare to get better. In other words, everything that God wants you to be is already there. But you have to continue to want better and tap into better and strive for better so that you can reach this level of excellence and perfection that the Lord has given to us. Anybody need more peace in their lives? I'm only talking to those of you who are dealing with chaos. I'm not talking to drama-free folk. This morning I have a word for those of us who are constantly dealing with out-of-control fires. I want to minister from this subject this morning, better peace, better peace. Before I really get into what peace is, let me debunk some myths about peace. And I know I need to do so because too often we misconstrue what peace is. Peace is not the absence of war. Too often we think that everything is peaceful when there is no fighting going on, when there is no warring going on. But peace is not the absence of war. It's the assurance of God while you're in the heat of battle. Peace is not the absence of turmoil, but the reassurance of God's presence while life is trying to overwhelm you. I love how the author of this particular epistle or this letter, Paul, commands us to give glory to God. He says to always be full of joy in the Lord. Notice what he did not say. He did not say to be full of joy and stop right there. He understands that there are moments when you're not happy, and I don't care how many times they played Pharrell's song. Some days are depressing. News is bad. Constant pain in your body. Stress coming from all areas. Everybody's getting on your nerves. Kids getting on your nerves. Family, your sister, your brother, your spouse. The fish getting on your nerves. Your dog, your cat, even yourself. And you know when it's bad when you get on your own nerves. But Paul did not just say to be full of joy. He said to be full of joy in the Lord. Your joy is flawed. Your joy is fickle. Your joy is predicated upon things being wonderful. Your joy is predicated on things being optimum and the best. Your joy is based on things being superb in your life. But when you have joy in the Lord, it does not matter what comes at you. It does not matter the winds that blow toward you. It doesn't matter which demons are assigned to you or pain attacks you. It does not matter that you have burdens weighing on you. You are still able to rejoice because it's not my joy. It is the joy of the Lord. Oh, God, it is the joy of the Lord that is my strength. When it's your joy, then if someone ticks you off, you go off. When it's God's joy, you are able to smile despite what they do to you. When it's your joy, then every time the phone rings, you tense up. But when you have God's joy, you are able to smile, although you know things are not the best for you right now. Paul doesn't stop there. He wants to make sure that we heard him. So I love how King James says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." And so Paul says, "I say it again, rejoice." Sometimes that's what you have to do to yourself. There are moments when you will give God praise, then life makes you forget how good he is, and you need to rejoice again. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. When you have every reason to complain, but you rejoice again. When you have every moment, every reason, every right to be sad, but you rejoice again. You're justified in your anger, but then you rejoice again. You're frustrated, but you've learned to rejoice again. In our lesson, Jesus is accompanying the disciples on the lake. And an intense storm arises while they're there. Now, in another passage, the disciples were told to cross over to the other side by themselves. And as the storm came, Jesus scared them by walking on water. They freaked out because they were alone. And that's understandable. I think it's fair to give the disciples a pass because they felt like they were alone. Only those who've ever felt alone understand what I'm talking about. However, in this particular passage, Jesus is actually with them. Remember, they were with Jesus while he was trapped in flesh. He was not at that time, I'm not present. He was not present everywhere at the same time, wherever he was physically. That's where he was. So I can understand if Jesus wasn't on board with them that they would freak out. But he was there with them. We don't have the same excuse today as they did. We now know the risen Christ who rose with his divine power. He's not physically with us now. But that's a good thing because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. That's why I don't hate on your household because God can bless you and bless me at the same time, although we're in two different places. He can bless you and at the same time bless someone in Brazil. He is always with us. So if he is always with us, how can you even have the audacity to freak out just because you're in a storm? The one who controls the seas and the air is on board with you. How can you kill yourself with stuff when the bird and lifter lives in the same house with you? How can you trip out over your problem when the problem solver is riding in your car with you? Jesus rebukes the disciples and the wind. Yeah, he rebukes the wind first, but then he comes at the disciples because they knew on board with him. He had to check them. But before he did that, he checked, dealt with the wind and said, peace be still. Peace be still. Chaos be still. Turbulence be still. Sickness be still. I need you to understand this morning that there is a better peace out here for you. In John chapter 14, verse 27, and in translation again, it says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and peace of heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid. The first thing that I want to share with you is this. The peace of God has already been provided. In here, and he states that he is leaving us with a gift. That gift is the gift of peace. Only those who've experienced the burden of pandemonium can appreciate the gift of peace. Parents who are able to take a day off without having to pick up after everyone and clean and cook and wash dishes and put Band-Aids on boo-boos and bobos and drive the kids to school and deal with all the extracurricular stuff, pay bills, do this, do that, go here, go there. They are the moments who understand that when you get a moment of peace, it is really a gift. This gift, however, costs you nothing but your belief. It is peace of mind and peace of heart, and I'll deal with that in a few. That's why he's asleep. Jesus is at the bottom of the ship because he has peace of mind and peace of heart. You have to get to the place where you can have peace in your mind and peace in your heart. It is a gift given by our Lord to those who can believe for it, not just to come out of the storm, but to have peace in the storm. Anybody can experience peace when the storm is over, but only those who trust God above all else can experience peace in the storm. That's why God gave us this gift. He gave us this gift of peace for those moments, for those times when you want to scream out of frustration. He gave us a gift of peace for those moments when your nerves have taken over your sanity. He has already provided peace of mind and peace of heart for all of us who can believe for it. If you can believe him for it, you can have it. Lord, we believe you. We thank you for this gift of peace. Let me go to Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. I know you know this scripture, but it says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Here's the second principle I want to leave with you this morning. The peace of God is released to everyone who keeps their minds on him. The peace of God is released to everyone who keeps their mind on him. This is where the enemy gets us, when we don't guard our minds. The moment the enemy sees your mind preoccupied with everything but God, preoccupied with everybody but God, preoccupied with all of this clutter and keeping God off of your mind, then he plans to keep this gift of peace from entering into your heart. In the scripture we read early in Philippians, it says to think on things that are lovely, think on things that are honest, think on things that are pure and just, right? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You have to keep the Lord on your mind. That's how you stay out of trouble. Keep the Lord on your mind. That's how you can breathe while everyone else is going crazy, is because you keep your mind on the Lord. Anybody ever went to work on the day that all hell broke loose? But instead of responding like everybody else, you need to learn how to put your mind on Jesus. The peace that he gives those who are always think, he gives us peace when we keep him on our mind. And this peace is called perfect peace. Perfect peace is the freedom one experiences from within, regardless of what's happening without. Perfect peace, the freedom one experiences from within, regardless of what's happening without. So even though things aren't right on the outside, inside I have freedom that others cannot experience. It only comes to those who dare to keep their minds on who God is. It comes to those who dare to keep their minds on how he works and what his ability is. Keep your mind on the Lord. Stop letting all this other stuff occupy your mind and keep your mind on the Lord. Learn to filter out all of this other stuff and keep God on your mind. Proverbs 16:7. I have two more principles to share and I'll be done. When people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. When people's lives please the Lord, even their enemies are at peace with them. Number three, God's peace stops the influence of your haters. God's peace stops the influence of your haters. All of us have folk around us who don't like us. Most times, they don't even have a reason not to like you. They're just spiteful, especially when they see that you're anointed. They can't stand folk who are so connected with God until miracles happen regularly for them. They can't stand the favor that is all over you. Anybody know that they're favored? They can't stand the doors that are opening for you. They hate the fact that you keep getting opportunity after opportunity, even though you've been on the job longer. They keep trying you. But God says there's a better peace that is coming, not just to you, but at you. God is going to cause those who hate you to leave you alone. Most of us won't admit it, but there are some folk we wish would just stop bothering us. Notice that it doesn't just say that God changes the hater. It never says that. That God changes their mind. It doesn't say that God changes the hater's heart. He just tells them to chill out with messing his child. Yeah, leave his child alone. If you don't want to deal with God, leave me alone. Their influence is waning. They're just going to wake up one morning and be at peace with you. It's because you're living a life that pleases God. But that's important, because if you're not even trying to please the Lord, don't expect this type of peace. There is a peace, a better peace, that comes to those who experience haters, but their lives please the Lord. Now God is on your side, and your hater has to leave you alone. Here's number four, and this is what I'm closing with. Learn to do what Jesus does in a storm and chill. Learn to do what Jesus does in a storm and chill. Again, the storm is taking over. The winds are causing the ship to rock violently. The waves are sweeping over the rails and consuming their workspace. Lightning is flashing. The thunder is rolling. The waves are billowing. The bills are out of control. Eviction is imminent. The relationship can't be repaired. The pain in your heart is affecting your decision-making. Child gets put out of school and you don't know what to do. I only have one last question. In the middle of this storm, what is Jesus doing? Is he freaking out? Is he stressing? What is Jesus doing? Is he calling everybody to vent to them over the phone? Is he posting how bad the storm is on Facebook? What is Jesus doing? Is he complaining? Is he tripped out? No, he is fast asleep. Obviously, he wasn't just sleeping regular sleep, but he was really getting it in. And here's my point. If Jesus ain't tripping, then I ain't tripping. If Jesus ain't worried, I ain't worried. I know it's not good English, but it's good preaching. If Jesus ain't nervous, then I ain't nervous. If Jesus hasn't given up, then I'm not giving up. If he's not complaining, I'm not complaining. Look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. If Jesus is asleep, then I'm asleep. If Jesus is going on, then I'm going on. If the Lord is pushing through, then I'm pushing through. If he's walking past it, then I'm also walking past it. There is a peace that is coming to your life, and I'm not telling you that the storm is leaving. I'm just telling you that the storm won't affect your smile anymore. The weight that you've been carrying all of these years won't affect your joy. The reports from the doctor won't put you in a deep depression because you have God's peace. Here it is. If God never takes the storm away, you can still be at peace. If you never come out of this cloud, you can still be at a peace. We like to talk about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but they were at peace even when they were thrown into the fire. God did not take the fire away, nor did he lessen the intensity of the flames. But in the middle of the heat, they had peace. Daniel was thrown into a den of hungry, ferocious lions. But God didn't make them less ferocious, but in the middle of the den, he had peace. You can be at peace and still be in mess. You can be at peace and still have problems. You can be at peace and still deal with troubles. You can be at peace and still be in pain. This better peace is peace that surpasses all understanding, God. It is peace that no one around you can understand, because if they were in your shoes, they would have gone crazy by now. They would have panicked. They would have lost their minds. But if they ask you how it is you're keeping your calm, tell them it's because you have a better peace. Peace that soothes your mind. Peace that calms your heart. Peace that reassures you. Peace that takes the ulcers away. Peace that takes the headaches away. Peace. Remember that Jesus left peace as a gift to us. And we can have the same peace that he had. I dare anybody that's going through a storm right now to speak directly to your storm and shout, peace be still. Winds be still. Drought be still. Famine be still. Floods be still. Arguing be still. Still. Confusion, be still. Pressure, be still. God, so I'm going to tell somebody that this is a year of peace for you. But you have to be willing to do something. Remember when Paul said to rejoice in the Lord always? And again, I say rejoice. Well, he knows what he's talking about, because he was arrested one night with Silas, beaten and shackled in the inner part of the jail. But at midnight, they started praising God. And when the other prisoners told them to shut up, they rejoiced again. And when the guard said to be quiet, they rejoiced again. Then the building started to shake and the walls fell flat. But what God told me to tell you is that the peace that is about to come through your praise is going to come. It's going to shake some things up. Some people are going to be shaken off of your life. Some long-standing issues are shaken off of your life. Addiction and anxiety disorders are being shaken off. Distress is being shaken off. Rejoice again so you can experience this better peace. God bless you. I hope that this word blessed you this morning. I'm turning it back over to Minister Carter.
Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Chuck, what an amazing word. Please stay with us. I will call you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the man of God and the word, a better peace. Continue to keep your hands on him. Touch his ministry, his family, and everything he puts his hand to. Pour back into him 100-fold all that he has poured out into us this day. We thank you for the two women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, whose yes has brought us here today in the creation of this call. We ask that you keep the Des De Leon family and Artists International. Be a hedge of protection around them. Keep them working and moving in faith, family, and fellowship and lifestyle. Lord, we thank you that you continue to be with our bereaved family members, those who have lost family members and who are not sure how to turn to you. Lord, we ask that you send ministering angels to them. Be their peace that passes all understanding. Give them what they need to continue to walk out that which you have called them to walk out. Father God, we know that disease and sickness is a name, and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. And as we walk through these things, as we walk through these trials, tribulations, situations, and circumstances, let us have a better peace. Let us be able to walk through them and praise you again. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you that we can rejoice again and again and again until that situation or circumstances change. So we thank you and we honor you. We lift you up and magnify you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I know that you're going to want to listen to this call again today. And you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. immediately following this call is the MMC call, and you can call in by dialing 530-881-1300, access code 539-598#. The Kings of Artists Empowerment Conference is March 27th through the 29th at the George Bush International Airport Hilton Hotel in Houston, Texas. For more information, artistempowerment.com, artistempowermentconference.com, or go to your back office. Again, we are just so excited that this is the Lent season, the 40 days before Easter, and we ask that you seriously take some time to press in. And I tell you that peace that you are looking for will be in your pressing. So again, we just want to thank you for joining us on the TMC call. And Pastor Chuck, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, God, we're grateful for all that you've allowed us to hear and experience on today. I ask that you will bless us like never before. Keep us, oh God, in your care. Cover us with your blood. Allow your peace to go before us and on the side of us and behind us. Just cover us with it. Let this be the absolute greatest day of our lives, and we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen.